my understanding with Mitchell Creek was that it, you know, the logs were kind of sitting on top of the fish pass and not into it yet, but that they could have. Is that right?
Yeah, the log was pretty interesting. It was a big one, and it looked like it had been in the creek a long time. It didn't have any bark or branches or anything on it, but it was, yeah, sitting right on top of the fish pass. And, you know, that one was big enough that, you know, if it did move around, I think it could probably do some damage to the pass itself. You know, even though that Mitchell Pass is made out of concrete, there are wooden components, little boards and baffles in there that could be damaged.
How often does something like the Mitchell Creek log removal have to happen? And is that happening anywhere else currently near Petersburg?
That's a good question. I would say that it happens rarely. We do see logs of that size move in streams in Southeast Alaska, but not very often. Usually things move a little bit, you know, from one log jam to the next, and not really down the stream for any length. This one probably came off the bank somewhere. And so what moved it would definitely have been the high flows this past November and December. On Prince of Wales Island, a whole heap of logs racked up against the upstream side of a bridge and actually shifted the bridge location a little bit. And so they have to redo the footings of the bridge to make it passable for large vehicles again.
These kinds of logs do play an important role in the whole ecosystem of creeks like this. Could you tell me more about that?
Yeah, we think of these creeks as being woody dependent. And so they've sort of co-evolved with wood as part of their structure. And then those logs play an important role in creating pools and cover for fish. We have a whole like program of putting wood back into streams when we don't think there's enough of it.
Oh, interesting. Why would you be putting wood back in?
So the wood in streams comes typically from the adjacent forest. And so if the adjacent forest was logged in the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, then we interrupt that supply of large wood. You know, it goes down to small trees regrowing. And those small trees don't really play the same ecological role as some of the big logs will. And so over time, the stream will be losing wood. 80 years after harvest is sort of the predicted large wood minimum. And we're getting in this sort of 50 to 60 year range, 45 to 60 year range on a lot of these streams that were harvested back then. You know, when there's less wood, we tend to have fewer, you know, big log jams, big deep pools. And so it may not be as good for juvenile fish in the summer, but it may be better for pink salmon in the early fall. And so you've sort of just, you've changed this ecological role